I am Jamisha Millard, and today I'm speaking with Farnaz Farang, a member of the Coalition Against More Surveillance Ottawa. There is currently a framework survey going on in regards to the Ottawa Police Service. The Ottawa Police Service Board wants to make sure that the community is heard, so you have until the end of the day, Friday, January 15th, to complete and submit the survey.
So can you tell me more about the Coalition Against More Surveillance and what you guys do?
It originally started in 2019 with, it's a group of community members, there's researchers, artists, and just people with a variety of expertise standing against invasive surveillance practices in all of their forms. And it's, originally it was in response to the mayor, Jim Watson, wanting to implement CCTVs, the closed circuit television cameras in the byword as a response to community safety. But we know, like, because of evidence and just research that comes out of other places that have it, that it's not a tool for community safety and it doesn't actually prevent harms from happening. But it is very costly, and a lot of the times it's pretty discriminatory because as much as people like to pretend, technology isn't neutral in how it's used, and neither is enforcement. Originally the group was formed to respond to that and resist to that, but over time it's kind of morphed into addressing all forms of surveillance. So policing, even some nonprofits who, through their work in the name of care, end up actually expanding surveillance practices onto people. And also, like, at the core of everything we try to do, it's to challenge and hold accountable all forms of systemic oppression that's brought on by surveillance and carceral state.
So what do you think the OPS survey results and responses from the community will look like?
So, I mean, based on what I can tell about how many people have shared it, our call to action, I do have, like, high hopes that the results are going to be critical and calling for some radical change and accountability. But I also, it's like we don't really care what the results are in a sense, because we know that these surveys are not actually done with an intention of listening to the people, because if they were, like, we also as a community show up to the delegations in person online, and we've told people what we need, what the issues are, what the concerns are, what alternatives are. We've already done that, and they choose not to take that into account. So when they pull out a survey like this, it's pretty much a public relations move for them to say, look, we did it. So the point of kind of responding to it is to say, look, you can't do things in the name of community relations without actually including us. So that's kind of, we're hoping that people honestly use it as a creative outlet, do whatever they want with it.
And according to the CAMS Instagram page, OPS haven't released results from a previous survey. What's your opinion on that?
They didn't release the results from the last one that they did in October. And what's interesting about that one is they weren't really advertising it when they put it up in the first place, and it was right before the budget was supposed to be approved. What was interesting with that one is they had a deadline for it, and then we heard through, and then we all, you know, we had another call to action. People filled it out, and then a week later, we learned through one of an organizers in the city who said they're actually going to extend the date because they don't like the results. And so that was, and so we were just like, that is insane, because they're literally trying to construct this narrative that works for them, which is why we're like, okay, so they're going to put another survey out. We're going to do the same thing over again. If they're trying to control the narrative despite all of our efforts to say, we don't want you, we don't want this, then we just got to do anything we can to kind of disrupt that.
For your organization, what does defunding the police mean?
So for us, it's understanding that police, it's not just about moving money from their budget somewhere else. but like reimagining what community safety is really going to look like for the community. And so I would say it's to situate it in a larger conversation about making police obsolete, in the sense that we don't need a party like that, which we know is going to be violent and oppressive, in charge of our community safety, and having measures in place where it's community-led and people are like respecting agency and self-determination of the community to kind of ensure our safety, which we have a lot of barriers right now with that, like mostly because a lot of people don't even have their basic needs met, and we're like dealing with multiple systems of oppression that people are struggling with. But what defund the police means for that is like it's a step to, yes, reallocate funds, because we currently are in a capitalist society where like we do need resources to be building those other initiatives and just resources that we need to help and reach out to people and provide care for people.
And what is something that the community can look forward to from your organization sometime this year?
So like many of the people who are part of CAMS, like we're also organizing in other initiatives, and I think like the main focus that we have is to show up for the community and whatever calls of actions are out there as much as possible. A huge thing that we really want to focus on is informing people about the ins and outs of what police are doing in the city and even other programs like nonprofits and all that. And it's as a way to kind of hold people accountable, but we're also organizing around the police services board, and that has been key for us to get people out to be delegates and put pressure on the people who are supposed to be speaking on our behalf. Because for a long time, no one has shown up to those meetings. And I do think like last year, as much as we didn't get what we were asking for in the literal sense, we did put a lot of pressure on them and forced them to put a couple of motions forward that could allow for spaces to push them further and further. So for example, like what they had, they put up this thing to do zero-based budgeting, which means looking at the budget of the police and saying, let's start from zero. Where is all that money going? What are you doing with that money? Because we know the results aren't good. So to make them spell it out for us, because I think once we break that down, it can show people that nothing they're using the money on is actually helping the material needs of anyone in this community or contributing to community safety. We also got the motion to potentially freeze the budget this year. So we, not CAMS, but as a collective community, is the we that I talk about. So like that happened. So, which is pretty good. So it's like at least stopping them getting more money, but ideally they get less money until they get no money. and then even like there were some other motions of, you know, they're trying to come up with a new mental health strategy. And what we were trying to push for is we don't want police to lead it or have anything to do with it. So they are going to be presenting a new one at this January meeting. So what we want the community to be really like have their eyes on is who did they consult for this? Because it wasn't us. Who are they consulting for this stuff in the name of community? And, you know, like having alternatives, we already have them ready for them and they just choose not to listen. But it's just having alternatives ready to go and even alternative philosophies of existing are ready to go so that they can hopefully reimagine things differently. Even things like they put a motion towards not hiring sworn in officers, but having a mixture of like youth outreach workers and community workers. So we want to push for no mix. Let's have just those kind of community workers. We don't need sworn in officers. And then I think there's another, one big thing that we also want to push back on is like, they justify a lot of their expansion. Now they're talking about the neighborhood resource team, which they've employed in multiple communities. And they like to describe these resource teams as essentially the description they try to give is similar to that of mutual aid groups. And it's like they're trying to be like, they're going to show up on foot and meet the community where they're at and provide them with their needs. And it's like, first of all, No one has asked for them to do that because no one wants cops in uniform with guns to show up to do that. There's like a huge power imbalance there. Mm-hmm. Second of all, they're not trained to do any of this. And third of all, first, they're not even doing that. And like the way that that has actually manifested itself in different communities is that people are being encouraged to call the cops on any issue. And it's being done under this like statistics policing. So they just want to gather more data on people and create snitch lines, essentially, for people to just continuously rat out their neighbors and like continue that cycle of criminalization, which makes us less and less safe. So those are kind of some stuff that we want to really focus on. And then like with the police board meetings, get people to continue to come out to kind of hold their feet by the fire so that they're not sleeping on this stuff. And equipping people with all this information is pretty powerful, I think, for the people. So knowledge is power. I mean, so it's the more people know about the systems and the people that are up against, I think it's the best and easier way that we can kind of make them obsolete. We're working to kind of create a document for anybody to access, for them to know the ins and outs of literally the procedure, because that's kind of an intimidating thing too. Kind of like how you need to email them, what you need to say, like what works, what doesn't. And we're also trying to have meetings beforehand so people can kind of run through what they want to say as a test run, just to make them more comfortable. Because at the end of the day, people have to remember this is their space. It's supposed to be. So as much as they make it really unwelcoming and try to shut down conversations, this is our space. We need to take up that space, and they need to stop censoring people, which they were doing a lot of that last year. And also like one good thing to remind people is you can also do written submissions, and okay, they have to take that into account. So it's like if people aren't comfortable, because I know I really wasn't like talking in person, or even online, if they're not good with that or whatever, written submissions are also, you can submit them and they have to look into it. We're going to put it on the link tree and update it every month for the relevant information to be there, because every month there's a new scandal that the Ottawa Police Force is involved with, so people can have ideas of like different resources to kind of look at. Even when it comes to providing like alternatives of what we're asking for or education resources on why we're asking for these things, I think that might be a good document to have. And I think we're going to put it on the link tree so it's accessible. Just kind of some wins that we had that were like good is that, for example, the police really, they were speaking about the possibility of body cameras, especially with all the uprisings after George Floyd's death, which a lot of other police forces were talking about it too, but we know that body cameras don't actually do anything for accountability. And so it was nice because we actually got that taken off the table for the 2021 budget. And so all that to say is kind of like, we really do encourage people to show up in these ways too, because as much as it feels like we're speaking to a wall, it gets somewhere. And like, we can not engage with these people, but the more we do that, the more they're using our community funds to do all this stuff in the name of our safety, but they're actually making us less safe. Right. So yeah, that's, I think, pretty much it.
On today's news story, I spoke with Farnaz Farang, a member of the Coalition Against More Surveillance Ottawa. We talked about the ongoing survey in regards to the Ottawa Police Service and what they'll be expecting for the results. You have until the end of the day, January 15th, to complete and submit the survey. This news story was made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada.